From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE News Update. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that the super rich are attempting to sway the outcome of the governor's election this fall, with political action committee spending doubling in the final 2 weeks of the election. Billionaire cosmetics heir Ronald Lauder is running ads about surging crime in New York to scare voters to Republican Lee Zeldin, while James Dolan, the rich man who owns Madison Square Garden, had his super PAC spend $560,000 on television, radio, and digital ads backing Democrat Kathy Hochul just under 2 weeks before voting ends. Dolan is betting on Hochul's support of a $7 billion redevelopment of Penn Station to boost his own business. The two state teachers' unions also added $500,000 each last month into a pro-Hochul called Progress NYS. Meanwhile, Save Our State New York and Safe Together New York, two groups supported by Lauder, have spent over $15 million for Zeldin. John Kahaney, executive director of Good Government Group Reinvent Albany, said, and I quote, "This is the first of what I would call a modern election, an independent expenditure-driven election. I think this is the way it's going to be forward," end quote. The Times Union says that Lauder alone accounts for nearly a third of the money raised to help Zeldin get elected. In 2018, former Governor Andrew Cuomo received $4 million in unlimited outside spending, and this year's election has already been injected with more than five times that amount. Read the full story in the Times Union. Shannon Young reports for Politico that Attorney General Letitia James on November 3rd said that Teva Pharmaceuticals will pay New York up to $523 million for its role in the opioid crisis. A year ago, a Suffolk County jury found the drug maker liable for helping to fuel opioid addictions and overdose deaths in New York. So far, pharmaceutical companies have had to pay New York more than $2 billion over the issue. James said in a statement, and I quote, "I made a promise to put an end to the havoc wreaked by opioid manufacturers in New York and across the nation and to hold them accountable for the consequences. This is a landmark day in our battle against the opioid crisis," end quote. The state's new Opioid Settlement Fund Advisory Board will decide how the money from those settlements will be distributed in New York. Read more about this story at Politico. Scott Stafford reports in the Berkshire Eagle that the Williamstown Police Department is the latest in Western Massachusetts to add body cameras. Interim Police Chief Mike Ziemba says, "In communities experiencing strained relations with the police, body cams provide another line of transparency and accountability. They can provide critical evidence on calls and crimes," end quote. Hugh Daly, chair of the town's select board, agrees. He says, and I quote, "I think body cams can enhance police effectiveness and foster a better relationship with the community. I believe this is further evidence of Chief Zamba's and the whole department's commitment to increasing transparency and accountability of the WPD," end quote. But Jessica Dills, a town resident working for police reform in Williamstown, wonders whether body cams will achieve much. Dill said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that it is actually the engaged citizenry with their own cell phone footage that ends up being seen by the public in cases of police abuse and misconduct. The vast majority of footage collected by police-worn body cameras is never seen by those same citizens or anyone outside the departments in which they reside," end quote. In nearby Pittsfield, two police officers' unions have derailed body cameras there without saying why they oppose the effort. Meanwhile, police officers in Great Barrington recently added body cameras. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.